News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Division, the Irish soccer split, aired on RT1 last night. The documentary looked at the history behind the formation of the FAI, which broke away from the IFA, the Irish Football Association, based in Belfast in 1921. I suppose the question coming out of the programme is it feasible, the idea of an all-Ireland soccer team as they have in rugby and cricket and hockey and other sports? Joining us to discuss it is Gary McAllister, chairman of the Amalgamation of Official Northern Ireland Supporters Clubs, and Jonathan O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD for Cork North Central, and a former board member and chairman of Cork City Football Club. Jonathan, I might start with you first. I imagine you would be in favour of the idea of an all-Ireland football team.
It would be, yes. I think it would be not just in terms of the international setup. I think it would be a very good idea for grassroots football throughout the country. I think one association, one league, domestic league, I'm talking about, would be an excellent prospect, and it would be much more marketable as well for the supporters. So I think having two domestic leagues, North and South, obviously is not ideal. As a football fan myself, I want to see my own local team, Cork City, play some of the best teams in the country. And that includes some of the teams which are currently playing in the league in the North.
All right. Let's bring in Gary McAllister. Gary, what's your view on it?
Well, I don't think there's any appetite among Northern Ireland fans for a unified Irish team. And I say that purely from a footballing point of view because, you know, we both have our separate footballing histories and identities. And, you know, our argument would be, you know, if you went to the city of Liverpool and asked people should they have a combined Merseyside team because it would offer a greater prospect of success, I think it would struggle to find Everton or Liverpool fans would think that was something they would favour. And, you know, that's our view on a unified Irish team. Well, it's a nice romantic notion to have. You know, it's not just as simple as let's get together and have a team and go qualify for every tournament.
Do you accept the team would be stronger if it was a joint North-South team?
Well, in football, there's never any guarantee of success. You know, let's look at England, the Netherlands, who produced, you know, golden generations of players and not been successful to the extent that they would hope to be.
We still got three World Cup finals. It's not too bad, but I take the point you made. Jonathan O'Brien, what about that? That the two very different footballing histories, Gary making that point?
No, I would agree with Gary in relation to that. I think it's... I don't think you can compare it to, we say, Liverpool and Everton and trying to combine those two teams into one, because it goes beyond the national team for me. I mean, as I said, it would trickle down into local grassroots football, and I think it would make football as an entity much stronger if you had one association, one national team. Having two different domestic leagues is not ideal, in my opinion.
Yeah, Gary, what about that? I mean, Jonathan, I'd be a League of Ireland fan. It does seem to me that it would be better if you had an All Ireland League where you could have, you know, Shamrock Rovers playing Cliftonville or Linfield or Glentoran going down to Cork. Wouldn't there be something appealing about that?
Well, I think that, you know, they've tried the All Ireland competitions in the likes of the Setanta Cup, and I think the difficulty is, particularly for teams from the Danske Bank Premiership, is that they're not full time, and financially it's a difficulty for them.
Absolutely, that would change if there was an All Ireland League. The teams would probably be professional. There'd be more money. It would be more attractive to fans. Is the argument?
Well, not necessarily, because I do know, I'm not an avid follower of the League of Ireland, but I do know that a number of clubs have been and some still are in financial difficulty. Now, you know, that seems to be through trying to sustain a professional model.
Okay,
so
all right.
I'm not able to do financially.
Yes or no answer to finish to both of you. Gary, you first. Do you think we will see an All-Ireland football team in the next 10 years, the next 20 years?
No, honestly, I don't.
Jonathan?
I do.
Okay, all right, we'll leave it there. Gary McAllister, Chairman of the Amalgamation of Official Northern Ireland Supporters Clubs, Jonathan O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD, and former board member and chairman of Cork City Football Club. Thanks to both of you.